Are you ready to overcome that holiday stress? Well, I'm going to share with you ways that have worked for me. Stay tuned.
This is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. Welcome to the Vintage Homeschool Mom Show. Your host, Felice Gerwitz, is an author, a publisher, and your radio show host. She will encourage, educate, and inspire you with answers to your most pressing questions, from homeschool, marriage, parenting, and much more. Felice loves to equip moms to live a Christian life because every moment counts. Be sure to visit her website at mediaangels.com. And here's your host, Felice Gerwitz.
Hey everyone, welcome. Felice Gerwitz here with another episode of Vintage Homeschool Moms. This is episode 243, Overcoming Holiday Stress. Yes, I promise it can be done. Okay, sitting here with my iced tea, relaxing. I feel like I'm hanging out with you guys. So first, I want to thank our sponsor, Kiwi Crate. They are awesome. I was a customer before they became our network sponsor. So I want to give them a big shout out. You can find them at kiwico.com/homeschool and get our special offer. That's kiwico.com/homeschool. And the links for that will be on our show notes. They are offering a free kit. You pay $4.95 for shipping. And I got mine today as a sample, but I have given them as gifts to the grandkids, to my nieces and nephews. And it is a wonderful thing because you can, spread that holiday joy or birthday celebrations longer because they get a new kit every month. So it's wonderful. So, okay, holiday stress. Let's talk about it. I don't think that any holiday, whether it's a birthday, Christmas, Thanksgiving, Easter, anniversary, let's see, what other events do we celebrate in our busy homeschool lives? If you are a parent, there is always something that is happening. And so for me, Christmas was a time that I absolutely loved. We celebrate, the true meaning of Christmas. We pray each night leading up to Christmas Eve. I have two children who were born on Christmas Eve who are now adults. And so for us, it's a very special time of the year, but I have to admit that like you, I was overwhelmed. I could barely keep up with our day-to-day schedule of what we needed to cover for school. And then there was laundry and food and cleaning up the house and everything else. So all I wanted to do was go to bed. I don't know if you feel that way sometimes, but for me, it was really becoming a big issue. And I finally stopped, and I like to analyze things and look at things from different angles. And while I am not the most organized person in the world, I really feel that when I do sit down with a pen and paper in hand, I can become very productive. So one of the things I did, and this is so funny because I would tell my children to do this, take a sheet of paper, divide it, a line down the middle, and then write, pros and cons. So for me, I started with the one list, and that was, what were some things that were on my Christmas list that I needed to get done? So that was the first thing I did, was I made a list of all of the things that had to get done. And so my list probably will look different than yours, but I would recommend you do this. You can stop the recording and do it, or, just if you're listening on the road, do this another time. But, and again, I have all of this on the show notes. You can just copy it and do it another time. But so the first thing I did was look at my list. So on my list were 8 things that I could not avoid. So shopping for gifts, shopping for food, decorating, Christmas cards, Christmas photos, Christmas letter, baking and cooking, and wrapping presents. So these were the things that I felt that I had to do every year. And for many years, this is what I did. I looked at some alternatives of, you know, back in the day, we didn't have shopping online. I know, gasp, right? What would you do without Cyber Monday or Cyber Week, right? But we didn't have that. There was no Amazon. There, you know, was a lot of, you know, catalogs that came in that we sat there and earmarked and tore things out and put in folders and, you know, to look at later. But they're just, you know, shopping for gifts was this big ordeal. And so that was one of the reasons that I liked making gifts with my kids. And I actually did a podcast, podcast 242 on making gifts with kids. And then podcast 244 is, you know, creating or making gifts for less than $10. And that is a really fun one. So as I looked at this list, I would then break it down into, you know, more of a, you know, approachable list. Like, I'm not going to do all of this in 1 week, right? And then I don't know if you're like me that have those Johnny on the spot friends that send cards so darn early that you get them before you've even baked your turkey. And then you're really feeling guilty that you're not going to even get your cards out. I've also had relatives who have sent cards in January or February, right? So to me, it's like, I'm going to do it in December or I'm just not going to do it at all. So as I have gotten older and wiser, I looked at the list and I decided that there were some things that I did not have to do. And one of them was baking. I still bake, but nowhere near the amount of cookies I used to make. And the other was cooking everything. So I host the big family events at my house. And while I always got offers, you know, can I bring something? I would typically give, you know, like, we'll bring a fruit salad or bring a tossed salad or things that are not, you know, something I wanted to do. And I found that, yes, I make casseroles ahead. I have plenty of podcasts on, you know, what I do to prepare way ahead. I've heard of people who make things and put them all in the freezer. I actually do lasagna for Thanksgiving and Christmas with other things. And I have those made way ahead and they're really easy to take out and defrost and you're ready to go, right? But for me, allowing other people to bring, like, oh my gosh, the sweet potatoes or something, turned out to be a real blessing. So that was one thing, and maybe you figured that out ahead of time. The other was looking at my Christmas cards, because for Christmas cards, if I had to pick one thing I wanted to avoid, that was it: the Christmas card and the Christmas card letter. And the reason that I wrote a letter was because I don't write letters. Even back in the day when everyone wrote letters, I'm just not a letter writer. And the reason is I write a book. I don't write one page. I write five pages, because how can you possibly fit everything into one page? So I finally decided that I needed to keep my Christmas letter to one page. And that took many, many edits and cuts. And as an author, that is, you know, so time consuming. And it was one of the reasons I don't blog that much, because again, I don't have an economy of words, which is why podcasting is great for me, because I can use as many words as I want. So as I looked at things, I said, you know, if I could pick one thing to avoid, it would be the Christmas letter. If I could pick a second thing to avoid, it would be the Christmas card. And when we come back, I'm going to share with you exactly what I have done for this year. I am so looking forward to not being stressed, and also had a wedding the week before Christmas, so needed to get some things done. And my son has a tournament the first week of December, so that did not leave me a whole lot of weekends to prepare. So I'm going to share with you some of the things that I'm doing. We'll be right back after this commercial word. Have you ever been stuck on how to bring your lessons to life? I discovered KiwiCo monthly subscriptions of hands-on projects that make learning fun. Their core offering is projects that make learning about STEAM, science, technology, engineering, art, and math accessible and are designed to spark creativity, tinkering, and learning. Some recent favorites are the Slime Lab, Physics Carnival, and Paper Circuits. Kiwi Crate was founded by engineer and mom of three, Sandra Olin, and her deep desire to raise kids with the creative confidence needed to become the next generation of problem solvers and critical thinkers. I couldn't agree more with her mission, and I'm excited to offer you a chance to try them for free. To learn more about their projects for kids ages 2 to 16, and to redeem this exclusive offer, visit kiwico.com/homeschool. That's kiwico.com/homeschool to get your first month free today. Just pay $4.95 for shipping. Hey everyone, welcome back. We are overcoming holiday stress. Are you with me? I hope you're saying yeah. Well, I am excited because I feel like this show is going to be a blessing for many so that you do not have to do everything. And maybe you've already figured that out. So God bless you in advance. If you have, it took me many years to figure it out. You can find the show notes at vintagehomeschoolmoms.com, episode 243. All right. So Christmas cards. If I could do one thing, I would not do Christmas cards. And I have nothing against a card. I love getting cards. It was just the whole process and how long it took. Also, I wanted pictures, so that was a whole nother process. Well, this year, I normally take my pictures at Thanksgiving because Annie's away at college, and this year we decided we were not taking Christmas pictures. We will eventually take a picture, and that will be on Christmas Eve that I will use to update some of my wall hangings around the house, and then we'll gift Grandma later on. With a picture of the family. But for right now, we were not going to do it. And that, I cannot tell you how that took this huge burden off of me. The other is the Christmas letter. And the reason we did it years past was because of up north relatives that wanted to catch up on what was going on. And while my mother-in-law filled them in on what was happening in our family, because our extended family on my mother's side is pretty much all the aunts and uncles have passed. And my cousins and I can jump on the phone or on Facebook and keep up, right? What would we do without that? So, it was more of writing a letter to keep up and let people know what was going on. And this year, I'm not writing a letter. Again, another celebration. And I purchased my Christmas cards a few weeks ago that are still sitting there. I have not addressed them yet. But I do plan to do that in the next few weeks and get those out. And so as I looked at my list, and I'm going to challenge you to do this too, what is the one thing that you want to avoid that makes Christmas stressful? I mean, if you had to pick one thing, and if there's more than one thing, go for it, pick those things. I remember talking to Carol Topp, and she has a show on the network, and I actually saw that she is releasing I believe it's called Unplug the Christmas Machine, because she had that podcast or that recording that is awesome, because it was a way that she dealt with the stresses in her life. And for her, it was baking. I actually love to bake. I have the grandkids over, my older kids get involved, and we have a blast. And I give cookies away at Christmas for those who are here visiting. Otherwise, I don't give away a bunch of cookies like I used to. I might bring some to my hairdresser who listens to my other podcast, A Few Minutes with God. So shout out to them. But otherwise, I'm not going to overdo it. And, you know, your list may look different than mine, and what's stressful to me may not be to you. So you have to look at that and, you know, let it go. If you have a hard time, just pray to the Lord, ask the Lord for help. And just go for it. Because it's not about all of the gifts and the cards and everything else, right? It's about the true meaning of what Christmas is. So this year I'm going to send out cards to my immediate family and, our remaining relatives up north, my siblings, my sisters-in-law, nieces and nephews, my daughter and her family, and that's it. And that is such a freeing thought. I won't even let those early cards ruin my steam here. I'm going strong here. And, you know, I'm going to live my life as I can for the glory of God and let this other stuff go and not let it get in the way. Also, I am going to do some baking, but it's going to be more, scaled back, if you will. I make my cookie dough ahead of time, and then the kids and I just have fun baking. So in a nutshell, here is what I am going to do. So here's my list for 2017 as I'm recording this. But obviously, if you're listening to this in the archives, it can go at any time. And you can do this with anything, with any holiday, with any birthday celebration. You know, use these things and just adapt them to your life and what you need. So number one, shopping for gifts. So most of my gifts are online shopping. And guess what? The deals were even better this year than they were in person. So we have an outlet mall here in Florida. We have three of them actually locally within a 50-mile radius of our home, you know, probably closer. And we went to the one that we normally go to, and this is Annie and I are on a mission Friday morning after Thanksgiving, and we go early enough, not at 6 a.m. I'm sorry, we can't go that early, but we'll leave the house around 8 and we still can get parking. That's fine, you know, and have my comfy shoes on. And, you know, like I said, we're on a mission. And the places that we went this year were very disappointing because typically you walk in and they give you another coupon for even more off. And the selection wasn't that great, and the prices were not that great. So we purchased very, very little. And we went to about 6 of our favorite stores and really didn't find anything to write home about, seriously. So I came home kind of disappointed that evening, and I went online and looked for some of the things that I had been looking for in person, actually found them online for less money. So I was really excited about that. Like one thing I was looking for my son, he wanted some tennis shoes. We went, and it's what we call them here in Florida, sneakers up north. And they didn't have his size. They didn't have the colors he wanted. And I just found, you know, if you're online and you have, you're on email lists, I mean, if you're not subscribed to our Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network list, you should be because you get freebies every month. And so, you know, a lot of people have an email just for that. I have everything come into my personal email. Yes, it's a lot of emails to get through a day, but I have an easy way that I organize my emails. And maybe I'll do a podcast about that in the new year. Better write that down or I'll forget. But so one of the things I do is I look for those email alerts. And so today one came in from a sporting goods store that didn't have my son's size. And the price was, you know, negligibly discounted. And guess what? They have his shoes in his size and they are a fraction of the cost that they were in the store. So again, shop online, look for great deals. I know I feel bad when I say that because there's a lot of stores that are struggling. So either they need to keep a better inventory and we would be happy to shop in person, or the sales need to be comparable because otherwise it's very disappointing. My kids got some money, my adult kids from their parents. Well, my son-in-law got money from his parents to buy a TV. And so my daughter told me later that they found it discounted at this place. And when they went with their receipt and said, well, 2 days ago we purchased this TV, you know, Black Friday weekend at this price, and now 2 days later you have it cheaper, they would not honor that. So my poor kids had to be a little bit inventive, go purchase the TV again, bring the old receipt back and return it in the box. And what a hassle and what a pain. And my son-in-law even called corporate to, you know, argue this. So, you know, it saved them $200. And when you have a big family, that's really important. But stores need to, you know, honor their sales and, you know, be very clear on that. The second is shopping for food. I shop in person, obviously, but many swear on the online services like Amazon. I know a lot of people do shopping there. But our local grocery store has a website where you can pay for delivery a whole year ahead of time. Someone sent me a $10 off coupon. I used it for free delivery the one day that I got home, and I'm thinking, oh my gosh, I wanted to make this for dinner and I can't because, you know, I'm gonna have to go back out to the store after I had already run these other errands. And I got online, ordered my groceries. They were delivered, I believe, like 2 hours later. Just what I wanted. I will warn you, like the produce, I had gotten some apples that I probably wouldn't have picked that bag of apples. You know, I could have taken it back to the store. But, you know, most of them were fine. And so I ended up putting that on Facebook. Other people used the coupon, and then I got gifted another $10 off. So I have used this service several times because I've received coupons, and it works great. So again, if there's something that you need to get last minute, that's something to consider. Decorating, the kids all help. We set everything up in one day this year, so yay, go us. We also added a lighting timers and remotes to turn off and on all the lights. So that's another thing that we've done to scale back, because what a pain, you know, halfway through the holiday season, you're not even plugging in the lights because it's too much of a hassle. We also have a designated water checker because we do have a real Christmas tree. I never grew up with the real tree, even though I probably did when I was super young living in New York. But then I remember we planted our tree outside. But once we moved to Florida, my parents got an artificial tree because we owned a restaurant and it was just easier for them to put up the tree. So when I married my husband, they always had the tradition of buying a real Christmas tree. So now that my daughter is away at college, Thanksgiving weekend is when we do that. So, which I always think is a little bit early, but God is good and our trees have lasted. So we did that and we worked really hard to get all of the decorations up and they're done. So yay. Christmas cards this year, no picture, no letter, only a card to immediate and extended families. So I'm going to be working on that this weekend. And Christmas photos will be taken on Christmas Eve before Mass outside of church. We did that for Easter and they came out beautiful. So we're going to do that again. And my daughter does not listen to this podcast, which I always think is great when this is my adult daughter, when she tells me that she listens to other podcasts on our network. You know, she likes making biblical family life practical. She likes Homeschool Sanity. She likes Israel and Brooke Wayne's podcast. So, you know, yay, you guys. I think it's funny that she listens to all of those. And she even likes Mr. D Math, which I think is another funny thing because her oldest is like 10. And he talks about math, but he has other topics that he talks about. The reason I'm saying all that is because she is going to be gifted the picture that we took at Easter, and it's a wonderful picture of her family. So I'm getting that made large for her. Christmas letter that that was the avoided one, baking and cooking. Okay. So a family can bring over a side or a dessert. I'm going to leave it up to them and I'm going to have a smaller family gathering this year, you know, because of some changes in, you know, people moving and things like that. And then wrapping presents, I use gift bags as much as I can. My kids complained one year that I used too many gift bags, so I am going to moderate it. And then the other thing is my children help me wrap presents, and my daughter informed me that my grandkids are great present wrappers. So they're going to be over and helping me. The problem with little kids is sometimes it's hard for them to keep secrets. So that would be my only hesitation. Well, guys, thanks so much for listening. Do go over to Kiwi Crate. Tell them we sent you at Vintage Homeschool Moms and the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network if they ask how you found them. And then also check out that free crate with shipping, and that is at KiwiCo, KIWICO.com/homeschool. Take care, God bless, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Thanks for tuning in to the Vintage Homeschool Mom Show. Visit Felice at MediaAngels.com and TheVintageHomeschoolMoms.com. Vintage Homeschool Moms is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network.